The Chida quotes from the Yalkut Ruveni, a very cryptic idea. Back in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu was battling with the Sar Shel Esav, the Sar Shel Esav realized that he cannot overcome the great Tzaddik, the great Yaakov Avinu. And instead, the Sar Shel Esav focused his energies on damaging the offspring of Yaakov Avinu. Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, and he damaged the thigh, the leg, a reference to the offspring of Yaakov Avinu. And which offspring in particular were affected? Says the Yalkut Ruveni that Nadav v'Aviu were the victims of the Sar Shel Esav. When it says Vayiga b'kaf yirecho, that he damaged, he was referring to damaging Nadav v'Aviu of this week's parsha. Let's understand in what way was Nadav v'Aviu the victims of Sar Shel Esav. As often we do, we need to return back to Adam HaRishon to understand these events. Everything that took place that day that Adam HaRishon was created, everything in history from there after, somehow traces back to Adam HaRishon. Every person, every neshama is placed into this world to rectify different facets of the original sin. One element of Adam's sin was Avodah Zarah. Adam HaRishon lacked the true faith in Hashem. He thought that eating from the Eitz Hadas would crown him God. And therefore we are constantly trying to unravel the sin of Avodah Zarah committed by Adam HaRishon. Avraham Avinu, who we know was the first to stand up against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, against his very father Terach, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that's where we started from. Avraham Avinu stood up against them. But he had a brother. His brother's name was Haran. And he was charged with rectifying the sin of Avodah Zarah. Haran's mission in this world was to fix the chait of Adam HaRishon. But he fell short. Like his brother Avram, he was thrown into the fire, the Kivshan HaEsh, in protest of Avodah Zarah. But unlike his brother, Haran did not survive. Avram Avinu survived the fire. Haran did not survive the fire. Why not? What was the difference? They both were Moser Nefesh, the Shem Hashem, in protest of Avodah Zarah. So the Medrash explains that Haran was not entirely, purely Moser Nefesh. His willingness to be thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh hinged on Avram's survival. He said to himself, well, if my brother Avram survives the fire, then I too will willingly be thrown into the fire. And if my brother Avram does not survive, then I will not allow myself to be thrown into the fire. And since his dedication and commitment was not absolute, Haran did not survive the fire, and the tikkun of Adam's Avodah Zarah remained outstanding. The Arizal points out that the name Aharon contains the letters of Haran, Hey Reishnan, indicating that Aharon HaKohen was now tasked with rectifying Adam's sin of Avodah Zarah, about which Haran himself failed. Aaron was coming to fix the mistakes of Haran. And indeed, Aaron HaKohen faced this challenge with Egel Hazav. But he too failed his mission, says the Chida. When the Erev Rav approached Aaron with the suggestion of making the golden calf, of collecting all the gold from the people, and to make an Egel Hazav, Aaron should have remained firm. And he should have given up his life. He should have been Moser Nefesh to prevent the making of the Egaz of the Chet, which we are still feeling the pains and punishments of. But as we know, he did not. Aaron did not stand his ground, and the Avodah Zarah, the sin of Avodah Zarah, lingered in this world. The Chida in Parshas Kisisa notes an allusion to Aaron's failed attempt. It says in Parshas Ekev, "Ube'aron hisanef Hashem mo'od lashmida." Rashi quotes on this week's Parsha as well. And with Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was incredibly angry, wanting to destroy him. The letters Ma'od are the same letters as Adam, indicating that Hashem was upset for not rectifying the chet of Adam. That was Aaron's mission, but he failed to. The outstanding debt raised rested on the shoulders of Aaron's children, Nadav v'Avihu. Ultimately, they died through Kiddush Hashem, wiping away this aspect of Adam's sin, this element of Avodah Zarah in the world. The discussion of Nadav Avihu and their greatness, balanced with their blatant desecration of the Mishkan and the Kodesh Kodashim, is a complicated one. On one hand, the Zohar describes how they surpassed the spiritual achievements of Aaron and Moshe. Yet on the other hand, they defied the holiest place in the world. Be it as it may, they died in the Mishkan, and that was the ultimate punishment, revenge, rectification of the original sin, the chet of Adam HaRishon. So initially, Yaakov Avinu was the target of Esav's angel, the Sarshal Esav. The Sarshal Esav wanted to take revenge with the neshama of Yaakov Avinu for the chet of Adam HaRishon. Yaakov Avinu was strongly connected to Adam HaRishon. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that the shufra, the Adam HaKein, shufra, the Yaakov. The image of Adam manifests itself, reflected itself in the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. This was both physically true and spiritually true. So Yaakov was supposed to be a tikkun for Adam HaRishon. But Yaakov Avinu had achieved such great heights in purity, in sanctity, whereby he remained steadfast and untouchable. The punishment, therefore, trickled down to Nadav v'Avihu. The Pasuk alludes to the success of Nadav Avihu's in contrast to Haran's failure with using common phrases. It says by Haran, Vayamas Haran al pnei Terach Aviv, that he died in the face of his father Terach. And it says by Nadav Avihu, Vayamas Nadav Avihu, Lifnei Hashem ba'akravam, Eish Zara Lifnei Hashem ba'midbar Sinai v'anim lo hayu lahem, V'yichayin al pnei Aaron Avim, they died too in the face of their father, Aaron. The common use of words and phrases indicates the connection of Haran to Nadav Avihu. In the end, it was Nadav and Avihu who were successful in wiping the sin of Avodah Zarah, wiping it away. As stated in the Pasuk, Eish Zarah Plei Hashem. They brought a foreign fire in front of Hashem, a reference to the Avodah Zarah that they were wiping away. Perhaps an important takeaway is that our mission on earth is far deeper than we can ever imagine. We are here to rectify sins of previous generations, centuries-old mistakes, and outstanding debts. Our focus must be to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute faith, unwavering trust and commitment, and complete devotion. Have a wonderful Shabbos.